My name's Jimmy Ige, and I had a gas station for 50 years, and then I had a repair shop for 20 years. And after that, I had a repair shop and all that, and that's basically how I got started in the automotive field. So I'm a Nisei.
How did you first get interested in drag racing?
Actually, it started about 1965. I built a race car called the Henry J, and I asked Michael to be my partner, and he said, yeah. So we had a Henry J, and we had that going out of my gas station. And after that, we got promoted to the junior fuel car.
And you mentioned Michael. Can you just briefly mention who Michael was?
Michael's my best friend, and we grew up since we were 12 years old, and we got to be buddies, and he was into cars, and I was into cars, and basically that's how we got started in drag racing. So.
And do you mind just mentioning what his full name was?
Michael Yoji Sasa. Okay. Yeah.
And so was he also Nisei or Sansei?
Nisei too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the two of you first started with the Henry J.
Yeah.
And just to clarify, Henry J was the model of the car.
Yeah.
So this was it was originally made by Ford or?
It was a Kaiser Frazier. Yeah, it was an oddball car, and it was kind of different and cheap, and so that's how I decided to build that car, because it was unusual too, you know. So, but
what motivated you to be interested in building the car and to get into sort of drag racing tracks and taking stuff?
Originally, drag racing didn't start until 1955, and they had all the types of racing, like circle racing and IndyCar racing, but I wanted to go into drag racing because it was more amateur, and we did a lot of illegal street racing back in those days. That's how we got started. And then it got improved to commercialize drag racing. So that's how we got promoted up. So,
how long did the two of you race the Henry J for?
Probably about 10 years.
Okay. So when did you get the dragster is what I'm asking.
In 1965.
And where did you, how did you find it?
It's a long story, yeah. But we went to get safety equipment to drive a dragster, and I asked for a real good deal to purchase a parachute, and he said, tell you what, Jimmy, I got a good deal on a parachute that was white, because nobody wanted white, and so he said, okay, that's cool. And then I said, let's put a zero on there for the rising sun, because being Japanese and all that, and I enjoy my heritage with Japan. So he said, yeah, that's pretty cool. So that's where we got the name Sons of the Rising Sun.
If I recall, though, that was a name that the announcer, the drag strip, they called you that, because that wasn't the name that you went with.
No. It was the announcer that, and he would say, oh, here comes the Sons of the Rising Sun. And that's how we got the name. So finally, we figured it out ourselves, you know. And we started getting better and better. And it took us a while, but we made it on top quite a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first race where you won with the car?
Yes, that one right there at Lions.
Okay.
Yeah. And the ET, the lapse time was 8:12. 8 seconds and 12, and then the goal was to get into the 7 second range, and we finally made it into the 7 second range. Yeah.
So is it that story that's right there, be over your shoulder?
Yeah,
That's one from
Lawrence. Yeah, the Egan Sasa one. Yeah,
number one.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was from you think what 1967 or 68?
67, right around there. Yeah. And technically, we won trophies at Las Vegas, Bakersfield, Lyons, Orange County. And that's about it, yeah.
I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier, which is when you were buying that parachute and you decided to put the Rising Sun logo on there. You know, was it important to you and Michael that in the visibility that you had in this car world, in the racing world, that you were basically, you know, representing being Japanese? Was that important to the two of you?
Yes. Because back in those days, all the good stuff was made in Japan. You know, the Sony TVs and all that and all that. And I was proud of it. You know, it wasn't my heritage about it, but I even got a plaque that I want to give to you. It says made in Japan, and on the junior fuel car, I had it right on top of the engine breather. It says made in Japan, so it meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I think basically going back to my brother, it was his too, because he painted the car yellow, and he painted the 100th Infantry on the car, and it was just a carryover from my brother.
Was Fred in the 100th?
Yes, 442, the 100th Infantry.
God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.